appreciate your prayers. I want you to look in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 tonight. If you got a Bible and want to look there, I want to make a mention of a few things here in the scripture that might be a help to your heart, and God would bless it. Because without Him blessing it and breaking it and putting it in you, it will never go too far. It'll only get to your head, and it won't last too long. But the Holy Spirit, He's the one that sends it, can give you understanding in His will and word. This is Brother Robert taught on these scriptures not long ago. And I'm just going to start reading in verse number 16. He said, "Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now hence know him no more. Christ had rose again, ascended to heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit, and salvation is through Christ and the revelation of Christ. But you have to be; it has to be revealed by the Spirit for one to know who Jesus is, because this is a spiritual birth and a spiritual life. That the Holy Ghost has to make this known to this individual that's saved tonight by that way. It's a lot involved in salvation tonight, but really all of it's wrapped up in Christ and the workings of the Holy Spirit of God that was sent, thank God, on the day of Pentecost to dwell in men. He didn't indwell men before that time. Amen. He came upon men. Amen. The very presence of God, I believe, was in men, but was not indwelt as the Holy Spirit indwelt men and filled men and women in the book of Acts chapter 2. And therefore, you cannot know God in the flesh. You know God in the Spirit. A lot of people try to make Jesus something that He's not, to make them think that they know Him. I didn't know Him till He made known Himself to me through the Spirit. A lot of people tonight try to force people into doing something to have a salvation experience, but it don't work like that. It works. Why did Jesus say flesh and blood had not revealed this to you? That I couldn't take a Bible and reveal the truth of God, amen, for us getting them to understand it the way Nicodemus said, how can these things be? Jesus spake to him, amen, and when He spake to him, Nicodemus didn't have no understanding of what He was saying. Holy Ghost of God, He said, born of the Spirit. A man's got to be born of the Spirit, and the spiritual birth brings forth the understanding, amen, of who Christ is. A man can't see till he's made alive, and through the spiritual act of God, thank God to make that man alive to God, amen. Thank God it's a coming to him. Revelation, understanding of God. It becomes more clearer. It's like that man, amen, that Jesus touched his eyes and they said he couldn't see men but as trees. Amen, he couldn't see clearly. Sometimes it takes a while, amen, but not knowing him, it don't take a while. It's immediate, amen. When God quickens a man, thank God, through the Holy Ghost, and brings forth understanding, amen, of that man about being born again, amen, and life in Christ, and seeing him for who he is, as the Messiah, thank God, and Lord of all, amen, and Lord of your life. And tonight, if a man don't see that, and he'll never know that, listen, a man cannot know until he sees the kingdom of God. To see means to know it, thank God, but it's not by the natural side, it's by something God does in a man through the workings of God, and gives him the understanding, thank God, of who Christ is, amen, through the actions of God, to bring this birth to him, amen, to thank God make a new creature out of a dead sinner, thank God, that's what he becomes, amen. And that's exactly how it happens. You can't resurrect yourself. God never needed help to resurrect anybody. He resurrected himself. He resurrected Lazarus. He resurrected a young man being taken to the grave. But he's never had any help to do it. The only thing he had help in, thank God, was have the center to do it on. Amen. He's the one that made the center. He didn't do the sinning. The man done the sinning, but he done the saving. Amen. That's right. He's never sinned. He could not have sinned, but he died for sin. And he died for your sin and my sin. Thank God that we could have life. Look at verse number 17. Therefore, we know him by the Spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen, he is a new species. He's a new one. He has no past life. Amen. He don't. He's got to see this. If he don't, the devil will drag him around like, thank God, somebody dragging, amen, something behind the car. He's got control of him. He can't live in the past. He can't live in the flesh. He's got to live in the new creature. And he is a new creature. He not was, but he is a new creature. It's a whole new life. Thank God he brought forth in you. Thank God that's how you know it. Amen. Because it's real in you. And the Holy Ghost bears witness with it. Amen. Buddy, I believe that as much as I'm preaching it. God did not renovate me. God resurrected me from sin. And God made me a new man. That's right. God made me new on the inside. That means it has no past. That's why you cannot hold anybody. You cannot hold anything to anybody what they did before they were saved. He said, and such were some of you. Not are some of you, but were some of you in the eyes of God, in the action of God, in the reconciliation of God through his own son that compounded the difference on Calvary and made a difference for us. Thank God that we could be forgiven and go forth and live a holy life because that's the way God set it up. But you got to see this. It's not you, it's him. Thank God the new creature is made by him. Where's it at? In Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The position, the life you have in him, amen, made you brand new. Amen. Listen, every time you read that, you wasn't just was brand new, you is brand new. And brother, you can't better what he did. You're not made perfect one bit by what you do. He said in Galatians 3, Brother Robert, he said, who hath bewitched you? Who have fooled you or fascinated you to place, thank God, that you believe, amen. Who have bewitched you that you should believe a lie? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the works of the flesh? You can't, listen, you can't. You can say, I'm going to do this and that, but it will not make you better. It'll only make you bound to that. You'll have to keep doing that to stay better. You cannot make yourself better. Listen, this thing's a rest thing, brother. It's a rest thing. Amen. Listen, the book of Hebrews dealt with rest. That's why it tells the Hebrews that all that he did was once for their rest, for their salvation. For amen, nothing in the law could do it. For what the law could not do, it was weak through the flesh. The law is good, but the law is weak in the flesh of man. Thank God, not in Christ, but in the flesh of man. He can't keep it. He's guilty tonight. And listen, the only way you have any rest, amen, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no rest in us apart from Christ. He said, old things are passed away. And I'm going to give you what I think about that. I think everything of his past, that's what he's saying. I think he said, all the old things that I trusted in, all the old things that I thought was right, all the old things in the religious world I was in. Listen to me tonight, friend. There's so much religion in the church today, and that's something man's come up with and man's thought, and they preach this. Brother, I'm telling you this tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God, there's nothing of what Paul had in the past. It passed away. It had to. Listen to this. Paul said, I sought to have mine own righteousness, which was of the law. But I found out that I had no righteousness but of Christ, who is my righteousness. Here's the thing. He cannot produce one thing righteous. Not one thing. He said, if touching the law, he was blameless. That's what he said. And he said, I was a Benjamin. I was circumcised. He went through all them steps. But there wasn't one thing that perfected him. There wasn't one thing that saved him. It only made himself righteous. It only put him with a group of people. Amen. Thank God, the Pharisees, which was an enemy of Christ, enemy of the cross, enemy of all the things that Paul would preach. He was preaching grace. And they tried to obtain it through their own works, and there's no way grace and works. Amen. It's either grace or works. Amen. It's either God, Son, Jesus, or your religion. Amen. He's saying them all things passed away, and it's gonna have to pass away. Amen. I said it the other night, and I'll say it again. Law preaching will create a Pharisee and a self-righteous person. That's all it can create. It can create, listen, I can hold you bound. I can hold you bound tonight by this preaching law. I can hold you bound. I can preach on different things of law, and it only hold you bound. There's no liberty in it. There's no, listen, he said, amen, he said, oh, the spirit of the letter killeth. Amen, the letter of the law kills a man. He needs to be slain. Amen, but he's going to have to live, amen, after he's slain in Christ, or he'll stay dead to the law. That's right. The only way that man could marry, amen, in Romans 7 over there, he said, amen, that man, amen, he said, that the only way you can marry Christ is be dead to the law. When you hear preaching that's bringing you under the rule of the law, then if you receive that, you're receiving what God gives to an unrighteous man. Because the law was given for the unrighteous man. It was given for the sinner to see who they were as a lawbreaker. It brought forth guilt. That's the only thing it knew. It brings forth guilt today. Hey, man, get going down the highway about 75 and a 55 and see a state trooper pass you. I tell you what it does. It calls you to hit the brake because the law says you're breaking it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It condemns you. It killeth. Notice in that verse, the letter of the law killeth. The word killeth means E-T-H on it. It means it continually kills. And that's all to do. It'll never liberate you. You cannot do enough to get grace. Ain't nothing you can do to get grace. God gives grace to his son. Amen. Listen, you'll have to get past yourself and see us all him. If you don't see that, you'll never be saved. Why did he say many wrestle with the scripture to their destruction? Why did he say that they speak they don't know because they keep speaking about the law to bring people under the law, but they don't even know what they're talking about? Why did Paul? Paul wrote these letters. Amen. These letters were written, amen, for correcting things, for thank God, defending what he taught on the faith. Amen. These things were written, amen, to prove what the truth was. Because there was so much false teaching, and my friend, they wasn't right. And Paul used the scripture, thank God, and to bring forth the truth, amen. How do you know you had a true preacher? God told me I did. It's in Jesus Christ. It's not in the law. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know why people testified this morning? It was liberty. You get the Holy Ghost quenched and grieved in a service or in a church, and what that does, it causes the preacher to have to force it out. I've been there. I know how it is. I don't like it, but I've done it. That's just the way it is. Why? Holy Ghost ain't got freedom. Listen, if the Lord's around and everybody is in the tune with him, and Christ is being glorified, there will be liberty in the service. These children singing this morning, these young people singing this morning, brought some liberation to the meeting. They sang about Christ. They sung about how good he was, thanking him. Amen. And taking them as they were. And then, thank God, in Christ alone, it liberates. Truth liberates. It don't matter whether you're singing or preaching or talking about it. It liberates. Brother, listen, I've been bound in my spirit before. Amen. I speak audibly and say, Lord, you're good. Lord, you're the God of truth. All of a sudden, here it comes. It'll come back. Amen. Thank God, that's right. It'll work like that. Thank God, you're going to have to speak it sometimes because there's freedom in it. Amen. Devil gets on my back. He threatens me a lot. But the truth is what drives him away. He told Jesus, he said, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus said, well, the scripture says it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. He's using the written truth of God. Amen. Listen, it liberates a man. It withstands attack. Listen, I'm telling you, this is right. It's good to speak it out loud. God knows what you're praying when you pray. But I'm saying this, when you speak it from a burdened heart. He said, from the depths within, I cried out to the Lord. He heard my cry. Inclined unto me and heard my cry. Brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Listen, I believe this. I'm a Baptist, okay? Because I believe baptism by immersion. But the Pentecostals have some things right about this. Is audibly saying things. Audibly reading your Bible out loud. That's good. Just do it one morning. Just take your Bible and start reading a verse of scripture. And instead of just reading it, say, amen. Hey, God said, there. You're reading the scripture. But if you just said, now therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There's something to it. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I don't do it all the time, but sometimes I do. Sometimes just sitting in my chair, amen, I say, Lord, you're good, and I can feel it in me. I'm telling you, there's something about it. Old things pass away, and them things pass away, but all things become new because we've never experienced it before. How's it new to you? Because it's a new experience. That's right. When I got saved, I didn't care nothing about the Bible until I got saved and I wanted to read every bit of it. Why? It was new to me. The Holy Spirit was in me. It revealed truth to me. Amen. I took some verses, I memorized them, and I quoted them. Amen. I tried to memorize scripture in this Bible. Amen. Why? For my help. For only in me. Because it would come out of me. What you put in comes out. That's life, friend. But listen, you don't have to teach a baby to talk. You don't have to teach a baby. Amen. When they get older, amen, and start to talk. Amen. Listen, they hear things and they hear people talk. But I'm telling you what. Amen. They don't have to take a class on how to talk. Amen. Why? They got life in them. It's new to them. Amen. Listen, that's what new life in him is. You're a child. You're a babe in Christ. Amen. Listen, thank God. Get as much milk as you can and grow in him. Amen. But it's all new. You learn these things by the Spirit. God have mercy. I think sometimes, Lord, if I advanced it. But I say this. I hear myself, and I'm the biggest critic about myself as anybody in here. You're the biggest critic of yourself. That's why people stand up and testify, and the devil will say, well, you didn't do too good. That's what he'll say. And this is what you'll think, well, I wonder what else I should have said, what you said. Amen. I preach sometimes, I said, man, I preached and I said, I should have said this. And God said, no, you shouldn't. If I'd have wanted you to, I'd have told you to say it. Do you think he's in control of every word you say? Even the ones you ought not say. He ain't ordaining that, but at the same time, he's allowed that. Sometimes I say things and he said, well, you learn to be quiet. Study to be quiet. Don't say nothing. And I catch myself again going on down the road a little bit and saying, I ought not say. It's a learning lesson. You would never know how to learn things unless you experience things and you put yourself to application these things. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. When I got saved, I thought everybody was saved, said they were. I found out that wasn't true. Amen. I thought everybody went to the Baptist church surely knew the Bible, and that wasn't true. Amen. But I found out when God saved me. Amen. I found people that wanted it to talk about Jesus and the Bible and everything else. Thank God I didn't care about nothing else but here and there. Spiritual life is. Now, natural life, we can talk about the ball game, what you ate for supper, and all that stuff, and that's all right, but it doesn't edify your spirit. It can't. Now, if you get to talking about the goodness of God, Him blessing you with it, and God giving Him glory, then God stir that up. I've seen people get up before and weeping, thanking God for meeting their need. It didn't mean as much to me until they just started talking about it. And then it got on me and what God done for them. Amen. It's not in the energy of the flesh. The new life's in Christ. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new man. And he always will be. Amen. Listen. He's not a better man. He's a new man. The better man lives in me. Are you better because of the better man? I'm not better because of the better man that's in me. Why is the covenant of God better in the New Testament? Because of Christ in me. It's not the law. It's Christ in me. That's a blessing, ain't it? You know, when God looks at you tonight, He looks at you in His Son. That's why He accepts you. That's why He blesses me. It ain't because I'm good. It ain't never a level I reach it. God says, I bless Him. He says, I'm blessing Him because of my Son. I'm blessing Him. Thank God for what my Son does in Him and through Him. Everything brings glory to God. That's why the grace of God preaching, it brings glory to God. Amen. No man can take credit for nothing. It's all the goodness of God, the blessings of God. He can't. Amen. Listen, we're only doing what He put in us and set up for that to be done before the world began. So people say, well, you mean God set up these things and that's bad? Yeah. I'm glad I live in a New Testament day. I'd hate to live in one of them nations that wasn't Israelite in the Old Testament. Why did God tell them to go in there and wipe them all out? Because they were enemies to His people. That's why I can rest tonight. I can rest. I'm in Christ. I'm a new creature. I'm His. No matter what happens, He's in charge of it. And there's nothing that is going to happen to you. Amen. Unless He allows it to happen to you. I ought to have been in hell years ago. I deserve to go to hell in the flesh. But I can't go. I've been saved by grace through faith that was given to me in Christ before the world began. You say, how do you get that, preacher? Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own mercy and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That's the book. People don't understand that. God never waited to look at you and say, that's a good person. I believe I'll have them. God always said, that's a sinner that I died for. Amen. I look out across this congregation and we ain't nothing but sinners that's saved because He saved us. Amen. You can't help God. He don't need no help. What kind of God would need help that say, let there be light and there was light? I mean, what kind of God would need that help? Amen. God put us in it as a co-laborer with Christ. The work, thank God, in His word, in His ministry. Amen. Because that's the way He set it up. Amen. We're new creatures, but we're not, amen, perfect yet. Thank God, but we're used of God because Christ is in us. One day we'll be made perfect. It'll be complete. It is in the eyes of God. That's what it means that we already been glorified. He said this in verse 18, and all things are of God. Great verse. He taught on it. And what he says, right. Well, here's what it says. All things are of God. That means that all things are of God. That means that God, in your life, Sister Sylvia, all things are of God. Amen. It means in my life, and when I was 55 years old, I had a quadruple bypass. All things are of God. Right. All things. All things that you've ever been through in life is of God. Amen. All your failures. That's all your failures. All your sins. All your errors. If there wasn't no sin, there wouldn't need no Savior. Amen. You say, preacher, did God set that up? What you think? Why was he a lamb slain before the world began? Because there was going to be a sinner that needed it. Amen. Everything's like that. You can't figure him out. You know not what move he'll make next. You don't know what God's going to do tomorrow. You don't know what he's going to do before midnight. Listen, can you agree with what I'm about to say? Most of the things we can't do nothing about. There's some things you can that God's told you to do and me to do. But you can't, there's most of the things that's going on. You can't do nothing about that. You know, you think about that. You can't, there's things you, that's completely in the hand of God Almighty. I can't do it. I can preach the gospel. I can live the gospel. I can teach the gospel. But listen, I cannot cause anybody to do anything with it. Do you like the way the world's going, Brother Hunt? No. What if that woman gets in there? Well, God put her in there. I ain't for her. But I'll say this. If he puts her in there, it's his will. Can you do anything about the gas prices? Can you do anything about the man in front of you that's going 10 miles under the speed limit? Did God put him in front of you? Did God put them, that van of people that had 10 people in it, and they asking every child what they want to get at the window? Let's get down to it. Here's where you got to come. And I'm telling you, I'm just being honest. I have a battle with getting there. I have a battle with getting there. Is to believe every single little thing in life. He set it up. He ordained it. He allowed it. All things are God. That means that old mouse that got in the house. Some of y'all had a snake in the house. Brother, how tight are we going to get with this? If it's all, that means there's nothing left. That means there ain't a thing I can do about my eyes but live with how he created me.
That's right.
Huh? A child might have a physical issue. All things are of God. You not think God created people and allowed people to be created to bring him honor and glory to the very smallest of insects? That God puts you and me in one another's life. The man I meet tomorrow out there, all things are of God. Whether he cusses me or blesses me. Remember when that old fellow Shimei cussed David? Remember that? And David said, let him alone. He knew it was from God. But the same man got it back on him. Amen. And faced the judgment of God for him. I'm telling you, There's a truth in that Bible, friend. What a man puts in the ground comes up. Amen. Listen, that's just the way it is. But I'm telling you this, in the works of reconciliation, if we get into context, amen, he said, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, had given us the ministry of reconciliation. He said, everything, all things in the ministry of reconciliations of God, it ain't a man, it's of God. Look at the next verse. To wit, that God was in Christ. You won't listen. That's the deity. That's the sovereignty. That God was in Christ. God was in Christ. Listen to what he said. Amen. Reconciling the world unto himself. God was reconciling the world unto himself through the death of Christ. Through his own death, he reconciled you. This is what he said. I got you. That's right. My son died for you. I'm reconciling you to my son. I'm taking you. You've been reconciled. If he ever wraps around you and says, I got you, you'll say, I believe that. I encourage you to seek him, but it'll be him that does it. There ain't no place in this Bible God said, I reconcile you, but it's up to you if you want it. If it is, you'll never take it. He made you willing. He put a desire in your heart. He brought you under conviction. Conviction is only reproving you of who you are and what you've done, and you're guilty before God, and the only way out is believe him. Repent. Believe the gospel. How can you do that? By the Spirit. Thus is here. Not imputing their trespasses. Brother, how can anybody think they're having him do it? He said, not it. Let's go to God. He said, that man there, I'm reconciled. I've chose to reconcile. I'm not going to impute his trespasses against him. How you know that? He told me. I'm going to tell you what. I know my daddy testified to me. I was there the night he got saved. I keep saying this, but it's just a miracle, God, that Larry Fitch got saved. But listen to how he got saved. The Holy Ghost showed up on him. God revealed the truth to him. And the truth got in him and made him a new man. How? By hearing it. Faith cometh by hearing. That's why I say I get in these meetings, I preach that and this and now, and they just look. I say this and I'll say it to you. Salvation is not by decision, it's by faith. And faith is a gift. You can't kick it. Grace are you saved through what? Faith. That not of yourselves. You say, preacher, I can't figure it out. I know you can't, the natural man. I can't figure it out neither. It's the gift. Listen. It is the gift of God. Faith is the gift of God through hearing the gospel. And the faith of God comes with the preach word that opens your heart and eyes to Jesus Christ, that quickens you, the Holy Ghost sets on you, that makes you a new creature and bears witness you are. It's the gift of God. Then he said, not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, keep your works to yourself when salvation's coming. It ain't of yourself, not of works. You say, preacher, boy, this gospel is just hard to understand. I'm going to tell you, friend, it is unless God shows it to you. Because he don't charge you. He charged his own son. He took my sin. Notice this here. Not imputed or trespasses unto them. And had committed unto us. What is it? The word of reconciliation. Reconciliation means there is a gulf between God and man. And Jesus brought it together through the cross. The word of reconciliation means Christ. He is the word, the preached word. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors, representatives for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Here we go. You want to get a little deeper with it? We pray you, Paul talking to the Corinthians. We pray you in Christ's stead. We're in Christ's stead on earth. He's give us this. Thank God, listen, this privilege, amen, to stand in for him on earth. We pray you in Christ's stead. What? Be you reconciled to God. And well, that's a good word of assurance. In Christ's stead, we speak Christ and him crucified. One of the greater verses in the Bible, verse 21, for he, God, hath made him, Christ, to be sin for us. Us. That's the only way you know it. Notice the rest of it. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Listen. That we might be made, because he took our sin upon himself and was made sin for us, that you might be made the righteousness of God, the holiness of God. God bless it. God bless it. There's only one Lord Jesus, okay? I want to make that clear for the statement I make. There's only one Lord Jesus. But we're going to have to be in his way to be made like him. And the only way you can be is him do it. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is what God says. Well, he's like my son because I made him like that. I love Keith like I love my son. Does anybody love me? He does. He loves his son. He said in John 17, read it, let them be one as we are. Put that, you know what he's saying? Put them with us. Put old Hyatt and Parker and Redmond and all them, put him with us that we might be one. Like me and this father are, let him be with us. Let them be seen that way. Let him be one. Amen. That's right. I love them as much as I love Jesus, my son, because they love him. Amen. Listen, thank God, friend, I'm telling you this is true. You read it sometime. You can get it sometime. There's passed down blessings for who you in. You're blessed by who you know, Jesus Christ. You're blessed by who you in. Ladies, listen to me. God will bless you through your husband. The children will be blessed through you and your husband. God loves his children. He don't have no grandchildren. He has children. And he loves every one of them. That's right. And you can have much, a lot of it, if you'll show him love. He loves you whether you do or not. But if you show him love, you'll have more. There ain't nobody in this church that really loves that little boy like that woman holding him. I love that little boy. You love that little boy. That's your grandson. I love him. I do. He's an offspring of Jonathan and Jessica. So every blessing that you get, he's getting it. As a child.
He's under your tutorship. He's a child. He'll be a grown-up adult one day. And he'll still glean from your blessings. Yes, sir, buddy. See him laugh on that one. Amen it. That's right. Therefore, the reconciliation work is not only reconciling us to God, it's giving us his righteousness and his blessings. Yes, sir. Brother, I remember you teaching on this. I don't know what all you said, but he done a fine job on it. But I'm telling you this tonight. What's his is yours. What's mine's hers. What's yours is hers. And all these children get blessed by it. Hey, listen, boys. When you go in tonight, you ain't going to say, Daddy, can I stay here tonight? He's made it where you can. You know what God did? He made it where I could. That's right, ain't it? We're not we're joint heirs and heirs with Christ. We're his. Everything he has is ours. It's obtainable. It's available. Amen to God. Amen. Listen. Amen. That little boy don't know all about that. But he's still a receiver of some things. Thank God, the older he gets, the more he knows. And the older you get in God, the more you know about it. Amen. Thank God for the word. Let's stand. I appreciate you being here. Brother Robert, pray for it.